This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Show, it's us, it's Jake and Amir.
Rows and rows of markers.
That was the worst intro to a show I've ever heard in my whole entire life. Could you guys hear me? Could you hear him twice, once over the Native American lands thing?
And then it was a miscommunication on my
Montreal,
behalf.
We're here. Have fun. It's Jake and Amir. Well, are you trying to sabotage us?
They said, they're like, this is the microphone, and as soon as the music cuts off, it's all you. You can introduce it. I'm like, all right, here we go. Yeah. Music cuts off.
It was actually the announcement about the stolen lands that cut off.
Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, are you guys ready to listen to some more important shit? And then they're like, please, no heckling, no. I'm like, so it wasn't on. And they're like, now, go. I'm like,
now it's the punk rock song Jake wrote.
Yes.
Fade on Shuffle. This is actually our first show.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's run that song back.
Wow. Technically, somebody else wrote the music, recorded it, and sang it.
What are you saying?
Here. This is stolen valor.
Like the
Do they know you
wrote the song?
Do they know? They know you wrote the song, but does that guy know that
then
this
I'm
is
the
first concert?
Yeah.
Because you said this is the first concert of Fade on
Shuffle. Like, yeah.
He knows?
Well, everything was a co-pro.
Yeah.
He didn't really write the lyrics, but I had my hand in everything.
Yeah. Because I came up with the idea of the song, I think.
You came up with the concept.
But I feel like I really drilled it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of the guy? Let's give him the credit now, just in case.
Donnie or Gani or...
You don't even know.
Gorman.
Right.
It's Gory... Gary?
Gareth.
Gory Gary.
Gareth something.
Yeah. Gary Gory.
Super talented guy.
Do you actually not
Nothing
know
without
name?
Me. No, I do. It's Gareth O'Connor.
Okay, Gareth O'Connor. Shout out to that guy. Congratulations. And thank you guys for coming to our first show in, what, four or five years? I don't even remember. Yeah.
We missed 2 years because of COVID, but the 2 years before that, just because we had like...
I had our own illness shit going on. Yeah, I had a personal pandemic, if you can believe it. Just me entirely
just for
within
laughs,
my body.
Just
yeah,
you.
I had something called COVID-15, which you won't ever hear about.
Yeah, that's
I was patient negative one.
Yeah.
For 4 years, I had this disease before the pandemic. Can we talk about it? Do they know about this shit?
Yeah.
You know Fauci did it.
This is why we had our falling out.
Yeah. I became alt-right, then I became alt-left. Mm-hmm. Now I'm alt-center.
Right.
Which
Soon
is fine.
You'll be alt-right.
Yeah. And then I'll be alt-right, alt-center.
This
again.
Is weird to hold a microphone.
We usually have it like in stands that go up and do that.
Yeah.
Can you not adjust yours?
I don't know. I'm afraid to try.
I'll vamp for 7 minutes while you figure it out.
You vamp, I'll...
Did anybody fly here?
You vamp, I'll clamp.
That's really good.
Oh, there we go.
You drove far away? Drove from far away? Yeah, Toronto? Yeah?
This one's stuck. I'm actually really strong. It's just... I think it's actually supposed to be this way. Yeah. Keep on vamping.
I'm Edmonton. Is anybody from? Boo. I lost them.
It's fine. I fixed the microphone just in time.
If you're listening at home, Jake positioned his stand to look like an origami swan. It's beautiful.
I put it away.
It looks like an ice sculpture. It's so detailed and intricate.
Can I crack this thing?
Please. I'll vamp. Anybody from... What about an all-vamp podcast hosted by a vampire?
That's basically our podcast now.
Yeah, but not the vampire part.
It's vamp, 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 ads, one question, ads... Unsolicited advice.
Vamp. It's a car alarm.
Vamp. Cheers, Montreal.
Oh, cheers.
Wow. Our first show back.
Wow.
Feels good.
My goal was to learn French so I could do half the show in English and half
oui.
Yeah, in Francois.
Si.
And I got un petit far, but... My tutor, blew his fucking brains out. Yeah. How do you say that in s'il vous plaît, or how do you say hung himself?
You said he blew his brains out.
It was a very intricate sort of multi un, deux, trois step six chansons. As it were.
Clafon.
Yeah. So I think it's just English for tonight. But
cool.
We are, as always, equipped with great questions, real questions from real people. But, of course, we're going to need fake names.
That's right.
Fake names to preserve their anonymity. So we're going to be relying on you guys, Montreal. So thank you so much.
Crandis, wow. Where the hell have you been the last 4 years? How was your COVID, Crandis?
Yeah. You didn't call. You didn't write.
I heard you lost your entire family, Crandis. I'm sorry to hear that.
Your family fortune, Crandis. Crandis follows us from city to city. Every single show Crandis has been a part of, and we're glad that Crandis is still here on the other side. So
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Glad you survived.
And thank you to Crandis. We'll call this person Crandis, though their real name is Daniel. Oh, shit.
You really have to stop doing that.
Shit ass. Who'd you wave to? I saw you sort of wave, like a quick little nod.
Like a peace sign. I really wouldn't want to blow up anyone's spot.
Understand.
But
understand.
They're very famous, and they came to our show.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Blink-182 is here, everybody. I had a dream about seeing a bunch of my friends having an orgy. That's right.
Nothing's hotter than fantasizing about your friends fucking.
In the middle of a Dungeons & Dragons game.
That's my shit. Nothing's also, nothing's hotter than that.
I also distinctly remember watching the whole ordeal on my best friend's Snap story. And that I was jerking it to the video and crying. Bizarre, I realize, and while it may be telling of some deeper issues, some fucked up kind of FOMO, perhaps, Grandis is starting to psychoanalyze himself.
Thanks for figuring that out.
Tell
it's
me more
fucked
about
up FOMO.
This. Shout out to BetterHelp. You can't do this yourself. You need to talk to a professionally licensed
therapist.
And our
first ad break.
Yes.
My God, we're 10 minutes in.
And that's why I'm coming to y'all for help. Oh, forget BetterHelp.
Great.
We got this.
Yeah.
I've been haunted by the images from this dream for days now, and it's seriously affecting me. I've been avoiding these friends for the past week, and last night I went out to dinner at the place we always go to together, and I got incredibly nauseous as soon as I sat down. And I ended up... There's no way this is true. He ended up dry heaving into the restaurant toilet for 10 minutes before leaving. Sort of psychosomatic response to this.
This is the most fucked up version of FOMO I think I've ever heard.
I have FOMO and Giardia, I think. What do I do? I'm only 18, so drinking my... That's right. The horniest age. So drinking myself into an amnesic stupor is out of the question. Do I talk to my friends? Well, therapist? And if so, how in God's name do I bring up a fuck dream without giving everyone, without giving everyone Giardia? He actually mentions it himself.
Same idea.
Thanks in advance for your help, Crandis. Let's give it up for Crandis.
A.K.A. Daniel.
Wow, a dream so hot it made him heave. Have you ever had such a wet slash dry dream?
Oh, that's good.
Wet Dream, Dry Nights. Is that the name of the other song?
Oh, yeah, that's the other song. Yeah. That's the next Fade On Shuffle. Actually, that was the original one, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Either way, so his sex dream was jerking off to a Snapchat story.
His dream, where you can just do anything you want.
Yeah. Some people fly.
Others cry.
Yeah.
And he decided to, using his subconscious and the infinite possibilities, watch his friends have a lemon party, rolling a 20-sided die.
And cry.
Then he woke up, still affected by the dream, and has, you know, some sort of visceral reaction every time he's just near a restaurant they used to frequent.
Yeah.
So it seems like he has to do something about it.
I definitely wouldn't be talking to them, right? Mm. Coming clean about this kind of thing doesn't solve it. It just makes everyone think about the dream.
Yeah.
And then everyone's
like
trying to
direct it or something. Like, yeah. I had this crazy dream. Do you guys want to hear it? And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Was I naked? More than that. Way more. Yeah. No, you were getting blown by Cheryl.
Oh my God, what were you doing? I was watching the whole thing on Snap. And I was crying. Yeah.
It was so beautiful. Yeah, if you could dream about, why not put yourself in the orgy? That's another thing that he should talk to.
Lucid dreaming, you mean?
Yeah, if he could lucid dream, it's just him watching porn, which he could do anyway. It seems like it's a waste of a...
That's an interesting notion, that you have to have a sexual experience that erases this one.
Mm.
So kind of
I didn't
like...
say that at all, but yeah. That's actually really interesting. You should
That's
blow
super interesting.
His male
Shut up.
Friend
I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can do something that kind of like outshines the crying Snap story of it all.
Okay. Okay. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Roll for initiative.
That's really good, I think. I don't fully understand what that means, but.
Yeah.
You have a D&D slash orgy style podcast. Has something ever...
I have a D&D podcast, but it's not really like an orgy based...
D&D meets S&M. Has anything ever devolved or honestly evolved into some sort of bacchanalian adventure? Yeah.
Where I'm sleeping with Caldwell. No.
Interesting.
But have you ever dreamt about that and masturbated to your phone while weeping?
No. Well, in my dream, I was seeing it on an Instagram story.
That's different.
Totally different. Yeah. Snapchat, it disappears.
Instagram story is more, that's normal FOMO.
It's more permanent. Yeah, exactly right. So you wouldn't tell your friends if you had a sex dream about them.
Not unless you actively want to fuck them. Because I think that's the only reason that you would tell someone about the sex dream.
Oh, it like sort of puts it in the ether.
It doesn't clear the air.
No.
Yeah.
It makes the air musty.
Yeah.
It dusts the air.
Yeah, nice.
It's almost like a sticky air.
We got it. Everyone.
It's humid in here is all.
Are you hot?
I think I am warm, yes. Are you guys hot? Yeah. We have COVID now.
Well, this
you
is a hot... It's a hot scenario, though, too.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I have COVID or if it's hot in here or if I'm just turned on by the idea of someone jerking off while they're watching their friends fuck.
It was the cook because you got a positive on your rapid test.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's definitely not
the two
FOMO.
Lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was sublime.
Mm-hmm.
Should he talk to a
professor? I already said no. Oh, a therapist? I think we're as good or better. Because we're actually polling an audience right now.
Yeah, a therapist is just one person with, history and education.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is, like, in line with sex dreams. My first sex dream, do you guys mind if I share my first sex dream?
This was, they all yelled, no!
Oh,
wow,
God.
In unison, yeah. Impressive.
This was the first time I ever ejaculated. This was a nocturnal emission, okay? Good man. This is what I miss the most about podcasting, just how intimate it is.
Yeah. You know? This usually is when you're therapy. Talking about cum, there's four people listening.
I was in a pool with Zach and Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Malibu and Sands, Bayside, where are we talking?
It was at my local pool club.
Interesting.
Yes, it was at the High Lane Club. And I was sort of like looking between Zach and Kelly, Mark Paul Gosselet,
yeah.
And Tiffany Gosselaar.
He's not French Canadian.
Gosselet.
Gosselier.
And Tiffany Amber Tithon.
Tiffany Amber Thierry Henry, yeah.
And I was like, this, you can make a choice. You either get to like have sex with Mark Paul Gosselaar or Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
And I chose Tiffany Amber Thiessen, but we didn't actually have sex. I sort of just humped the pool jet, which was something I was doing at the club anyway.
You woke up sort of fucking a car.
Right.
Yeah. You had slept walked.
I fell asleep in
Volvo.
The pool, actually. Yeah. I was fucking the gas tank. But that was my psyche, rather than having sex with Kelly Kapowski, went into a pool and fucked a jet near her.
That's cool.
And that was as hot as it got. So what I'm saying is that I think that this is a normal sex dream. You can't control what you're dreaming, and I don't think you need to talk to a therapist. But I could be wrong. So round of applause if I'm right.
They would have clapped at anything.
Yeah. And I won't take another...
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Those are the only options. Would you say nocturnal emission accomplished?
That's good. Let's move on to the next question. But first, I want to hear about the first time you nutted in your sheets.
I also remember it was an actor from a TV show called Head of the Class. I forget her name. Denise, I think. And I don't know. Now that you've inceptioned me, I also want to say it was in your bed or some shit. But I remember thinking that I'd urinated myself. I pissed my pants, basically.
Because it was that much.
It was that viscous.
I surfed out of my room to school that day.
I look like a fruit punch mascot. Just fucking, yeah, it was that red too. Absolutely. Mom opened the door. It was like a cereal commercial. Clap if you agree with me.
Clap if that's hot.
I would agree. Yeah. I think that was my first. I did that before doing it myself. My brain
before masturbating.
Like, let this fucking let me access to this guy's libido. He's not gonna fucking do
He'll
it.
He'll never do
Watch
it.
Watch this. Hands free since
he's
83.
He's too obsessed with Mario. We have to just make him come at night when he's not thinking.
Now, go. I pissed myself. Oh, great. We wasted it and he didn't even
It was another
come.
10 years before you realized what masturbating was.
More or less, yeah. Okay, next question. I think we all agree you shouldn't talk to anyone about this ever again. This guy's in the Navy.
General cleanliness.
Oh, nice. General cleanliness.
That was really fast.
That's my intellectual property.
Yeah. You ended up doing nothing with it.
I'm rich from it, actually.
Yeah. General.
Licensed to a TV show in China.
General cleanliness writes, here's my dilemma. I'm currently in the Navy and serving on a destroyer in Virginia. It's fucking battleship.
Yeah.
Destroyer is the one that's only two.
Virginia, that's the best place you can be on a ship.
That's really cool.
Real far from the action.
Yeah, if we ever attack Maryland, I guess he's just right there. This guy's going to kick my ass. Yeah. I need to cut that joke out. In the Navy, we have this thing called duty. He's just dumbing it down for us.
Yeah, I know.
Which for my ship means that about once a week, me and the other people in my duty section are stuck on the ship for at least 24 hours in case of fires and for security reasons. That includes some watch.
Security reasons in Virginia? I think the ship's fine. So he's going to kick my ass, too. I just wanted us to be in it together.
We're in this together now. That includes some watches where we get fully armed with guns and bulletproof vests and shit. Wow.
Yeah, it seems excessive, but go on.
A little over a month ago, this girl in my duty section, who I've been half-heartedly flirting with, pulled me aside and asked me to help her with something. Whoa. This takes me to another sex dream I had, actually.
Yeah, dude. Would love to watch this on Snap. Fucking bawl my eyes out.
The fucking Admiral. I thought it was going to be something work-related, but she led me to this small office in the back of the ship that her division owns and asked me to give her a massage.
Nice.
She said that the vests were fucking up her back.
Nice.
That she really needed some relief.
Oh, really nice.
So far, this is a porn. Not sure why, but I gave her a massage and we started talking. She opened up about her life and shit.
Not sure why.
One thing led to another.
No idea why I did it, aside from she asked.
Now I know her fucking aspirations. This sort of, however, became a regular thing where now every duty day, once everyone not on duty leaves, she'll ask me for a massage and we'll talk or listen to music or watch shows on her phone.
Sorry, they're supposed to be guarding the ship. They have guns and bulletproof vests just in case there's a fire. Anyway, we're going to watch The Office and I'll rub your lumbar.
Your dundar. She started leaning back during the massages and laying on my chest or hugging my arm while we watch shows. And up till now, where we kind of just full-blown cuddle at work. Yesterday, she even fell asleep with her head on my lap.
While you're supposed to be guarding this shit. Nice.
Let's get this guy dishonorably discharged. I have proof, Your Honor.
I have his email address.
We were attacked that day.
His name is General Clinton. What are you doing to me?
How am I being arrested for this? The problem is, this shit's weird, right? Like, casual cuddling, is that even a thing? My reasoning right now is that I'm fine with casual sex, and this isn't that different, but this feels like a surefire way for someone to catch feelings. Plus, the fact that she's actively going on dates and shit with guys makes this seem even weirder for me. She's not in anything serious by any means, but it still feels wrong, and we don't really talk outside the ship, and I don't really know if we should, since, again, I'm not at all looking for a relationship, so any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, y'all. General Cleanliness. Congratulations. Thank you. Wow. To General Cleanliness. Yeah. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again. All the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got
award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Shit gets weird at sea, you know? I, for one, call for a military tribunal.
What?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't believe you would do that.
I think so. I think we have to convene a fucking military tribunal.
You're going to mutiny.
Yeah.
It's a coup.
Ultimately.
It's a coup d'etat. And you got this guy dishonorably discharged from serving for what? Cuddling a woman while they watch The Office instead of being on active duty?
He's getting voluntarily cucked on this ship. He is.
That's not illegal. His whole courtroom is out of order. They're in love.
No.
Obviously.
No.
You don't cuddle with just any friend. That means something, especially the head falling asleep on the lap.
Yeah, that's comfort. That's comfort.
That's
but she's dating other guys.
And the massage.
Massage.
You can't massage and not... You know, something that rhymes with massage.
Lavage.
Fall in love. Yeah, lavage. Exactly right. I think, I don't know why he's denying feelings. Maybe he's afraid of getting hurt, unfortunately.
He's half-heartedly flirting.
Yeah, he's like, she's fucking talking to me about her life and shit.
Whatever. Yeah, she's going to bed. Okay.
What did your dad do or some shit?
Oh, the ship's on fire, but it's in water. It'll put itself out.
Oh, it's Chris Redd.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Good man. Great man.
We would have introduced you.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. That's a cool move. Walking on stage with a chair.
He had something to say about the
chair. I didn't trust it at all.
The chair?
No, the stage manager was like, just walk out there with a chair. And I was like,
she also gave me some fishy advice earlier. So I didn't know if it was me or just the sort of the status quo for the theater here.
No, I think they just real, you know.
They're chill.
They're like, yo, we chill as fuck. Grab a chair. Go on stage.
She should come out too.
Don't get any
ideas,
you guys.
She's actually very nice. Yeah, no, I kick you. Air Canada's trash, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, like, fuck them niggas, bro. Hey, they got a three-year-old baby operating the bridge. You know, the bridge that you get off the airplane. This nigga's just... like, nigga, practice at home. Yeah. Bitch, will you find somebody that can do this?
It took us a while to get off the plane. And then there was a long line that we fortunately didn't have to stay in. Maybe you did have to stay in that long line.
Why did you have to... What long
line? Oh, I caught
it. I think it was
to connect
to different flights. But there was like... It seemed like a 4.5-mile
What time
were
you, was your flight supposed to land?
Oh, 3:45.
Okay.
That's not
bad. I just got here, nigga. I'm not supposed to be wearing the long chain here. This is not a comedy chain.
I don't know.
That's a good chain. That's just the travel chain?
This is, No, this is because I was rapping before comedy, so I'm living my rapper dream.
That's really cool.
I have a Casio, so that's kind of like...
I like that. It's almost casino.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Did you bring your bags here? You came straight from the airport?
Yeah. There's a white man in a car that got my bags.
Yeah, the lift is still running.
Yeah, he's cool.
Just keep the meter running. I'll be on stage
His
in like 4 minutes.
His name is Tim. He looks like an Alex, though, and I don't know how to settle that in my mind.
Is it Tim Horton? Is it Tim Horton?
No, it's not Tim Horton, man. That's a place.
All right.
I thought times were tougher, Timmy Hose. I don't know if you heard, but this guy was giving someone a massage on a naval ship.
Huh.
I don't think he did.
You ever give someone a massage and you're just friends, or it's always a little bit extra?
Oh, have I ever given a massage to a friend on a naval ship?
Well, it doesn't have to be a naval ship. It could be a different kind of ship, a yacht.
And this is a friend I'm not fucking?
Yeah, right. Not fucking friend.
This is a casual friend with shoulders.
Casual massage, and she's dating somebody else, or other people, multiple people.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
I tend to agree.
Yeah. I kind of feel like agree. That's the advice.
Yeah.
It's a sound and a word. And
I'm sorry, so you on a naval ship.
This isn't me. This is somebody else.
I honestly think it's Jake. I really did. Because okay. The whole email read like your fucking handwriting.
It read
I
like
really,
your handwriting.
It was one massage.
And it meant nothing to me. Bulletproof vests, on duty / deck massages.
Yeah.
Hanging out. He doesn't want to catch feels. I fear he already did.
Catch feels.
He doesn't want to catch feels?
Feelings, yeah.
Oh, the shoulder bone gonna do it?
Yeah, I think he's sort of treading lightly, afraid that he'll fall in love with this lady. See, or that she's gonna fall in love with him.
That's crazy, because anybody I massaged, I already knew I felt something for.
That's right.
It's not like I was like, oh, I don't like you at all. Let me just rub your shoulders real fast.
Yeah, it's hard to
hate. Oh, I do like you.
Cool. Let's see where this goes. I hope nowhere romantic.
Right. I love with my palms, baby. I love with my palms. That's stupid.
Do you guys ever get professional massages?
All the time.
Really? Let's go to you. I've only gotten one.
You've only gotten one massage?
Yeah. And I don't know how professional it was.
Naval ship. I'm telling you, this guy.
You guys.
There's an officer on deck.
You want to know if I wrote the question? Do you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth. How are your massages? Your pro massage, then, if you've gotten multiple. Many.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm always traveling and touring and shit. And yeah. I was like, you know, now I've been touring for 14 years, and I only made money for 3 of them.
Yeah.
So I've been treating myself. Like, I get nicer hotels.
That's
I get
nice.
Massages when my shit hurts. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Are you going to get one here?
Oh,
because I can do it. We just go to my base.
Yeah.
No.
My ship. Okay. It's not romantic.
I'm sorry, you have a base, nigga? Do you live here?
I am docked nearby.
All right, this guy's in too deep. Let's ask this next person has a question, and it's actually kind of tangentially related. I think this is from a lady. No, sorry, this is from another dude. Chris, we need to give this dude a fake name, basically. Just any name, really. It could be any name that we can call this guy, because we don't want to blow up his spot.
Okay. P-Man.
That's really good.
P as in peas, black-eyed peas, not pee as in urine.
Oh, okay. So get your mind out of the gutters,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, man. Y'all are gross.
Disgusting. Anyway, P-Man writes.
Yes. That's two P's.
The second P stands for pee-pee.
You ever had pee pee and peas?
Ooh.
I just had to. Anyway.
Should we say your credits? We didn't say you're on SNL or anything like that.
No. Yeah. I'm okay.
That's all right. Also in Lonely and Horny. I don't know if you
guys
saw
that. That's right, yes.
Yeah. These guys gave me my first job, and I had to be on set pretending I wasn't broke. You know what I mean?
I think we were all doing that. I think Lauren saw that and was like, holy shit, who's that guy?
Yeah, probably. They were like, yo, get the Lonely and Horny dude.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's why he was cast 5 years after being in it. Right?
Probably, because it's a long process.
Right. He also wanted me to grow, you know, emotionally.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
That's why I'll never be there. All right, PP Man writes, my problem is understandable to be sure, but causes me off and on passionate love / heart-wrenching pain, so I'd love for you guys to weigh in.
Nigga, that's how you start this?
Off and on heart-wrenching pain.
Yeah. Jesus. About a week ago, my girlfriend of almost 4 years and I broke up. Mm. This guy writes in a very peculiar way, and I can't grammatically put my finger on it.
He writes like he's inside of a sitcom.
It was stuck forever. It was mutual, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. We still live together. Terrible, but not the issue.
Why you say blah, 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 nigga? Just don't say it.
Blah, blah, blah. We live together. It's terrible, but that's not the issue. That's not what he's writing in about.
No.
That insane scenario is not what he's writing in.
No.
About. Okay.
That man debates the mirror more often than not.
My concern is with a petite little vixen that I gave my heart in a gift-wrapped box.
I'm so glad this woman left this man so she wouldn't get murdered.
Well, she still might. They live together.
I've loved women my whole life. I've never called a woman a vixen. Like, that's insane. Hey, my vixen.
I gave you my heart in a box, and yeah. I need it back.
I work from home, and this girl is my coworker all the way on the East Coast. I'm in the Midwest. Shout out to Chicago.
Hey.
What started out as a friendly messaging quickly went from a virtual happy hour getting to know each other, and finally last night, getting drunk on FaceTime, naked, and anything but afraid.
Oh, God.
The pros.
I hate this man with all my heart. Oh, I hate how he tells stories. I'm naked on FaceTime. Nigga, you in your house by yourself. You're not brave.
Well, his ex-girlfriend is living with him. That's kind of
he is courageous. Living with his ex. It's kind of a baller move. She's just in the background.
Me and Amir love this guy. He's our hero.
He was naked. She was not. They were on FaceTime.
That's right.
Tight.
Virtual background. He's in prison.
She's like, put on some clothes. Like, no,
everyone
you
can see you.
Sorry, I'll let you finish reading this, man.
Honestly, I was going to be a pimp and just use her for attention.
Oh.
But I'm too sensitive for that shit. And I care about her deeply by now. Also, she has a long-term Navy hero boyfriend.
So his first reason was because he was going to be a pimp. Where? In Narnia, nigga? Not the boyfriend, not the naval boyfriend you were massaging on the ship?
I had nothing to do with that guy.
Different guy, I think, but hope not.
It's possible.
I don't judge.
The guy I massaged on the boat.
What do I do? Should I cut this cheating she-witch out of my life?
Cheating?
Should I just say screw it and get a plane ticket for a weekend fuckfest? Is it possible to ride the line and not get any more attached but still have fun with this sexy secret? I'm clueless and a big fan of you guys. Thanks a bunch. Love. P-Man. P-Man. Let's give it up for P-Man.
This man, P-Man, got more nicknames for his girl than P. Diddy has for himself.
He had a drunken, naked FaceTime over Zoom with a coworker that he's never met before.
Yeah.
He lives with his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend.
At the time.
Ex-girlfriend.
And she has a boyfriend in the Navy who I think has to do weekly little trips/trysts.
Right.
Massage style.
Someone. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sort of weaving it all together into one mega story, even though it might not be.
I'm just trying to figure out how this is an elegant harassment.
How is it elegant?
Just by the way he's typing.
He's trying.
He's trying to be elegant. He is not.
It's prosy for sure.
Yeah.
He's trying to. He says that he's a sensitive guy, so he doesn't want to just.
My blissful vixen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, please.
No,
please.
I had nothing to do but troll this man. But
I would like to. His multiple choices are all bad. He ended with three options.
Yeah.
One of them is
A weekend fuck fest.
It's weekend fuck fest.
That's the only one I remember. What were the other two?
The other one was continue to ride the wave.
Yeah.
Which I think is the same option.
Yeah.
What was this? Maybe keep it over.
And the third one was walk into the sea.
Oh. I don't remember that one.
And then the Navy rescues him.
And then they have a heart to heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the boyfriend has to give him mouth to mouth or something.
It seems like a sticky situation.
I'm afraid that this whole relationship is fraught. I mean, it's a coworker.
Yeah.
He's still living with an ex.
Yeah.
She still has a boy.
Yeah, he should go outside and meet people.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, not to mention the whole long distance thing I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, that's just the fourth most annoying thing, the reason that it's not going to work out between the two.
Or he could fly there and have a real conversation and then leave it where it is.
Interesting. Very interesting.
If he's a pimp.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a pimp and use her for attention.
Oh, but damn this heart. I know pimps with families, nigga. What are you talking about?
But how are their hearts? Golden, golden hearts of gold, these pimps? Too sensitive. I'm sorry, I think this guy should just sort of...
He should move out.
That's for sure. You don't want to live with an ex. Have you ever broken up with someone that you live with and then it just carries on like that?
No, that question would involve my life being way better too soon.
Mm.
I didn't live with people. I just crashed on couches.
I see.
And when you do that, you don't have real rights in the house.
No.
Quick, you leave quick.
Yeah, you ever bring a girl home when you live on the couch?
No, not the room or that one either.
No, we're just watching a movie. Like, let's take it to the bedroom. We already there, shorty. Strap in. This seat tastes like butt. Why are you licking it? That's weird. Anyway.
Barca Lounger, was that what that was?
That's just every chair that, I've known. It just kind of wobbles a little.
Yeah. I thought that was you on Air Canada, the business class.
Oh, no, there's no seat. I just do that with
oh,
no
I see. It's an ab just exercise. Kicking. Yeah, yeah. You're pantomiming for her. All right, here's another question. This guy seems to be in a marriage that, well, you'll see. That's called a teaser, cliffhanger.
Oh.
Sort of keeps the people interested, so they want to hear about the question. Smart.
That's crazy. That's like watching a movie and seeing the trailer right as it starts.
Director's commentary during the show. You in the hat. Why don't you give this guy...
Jesus, man.
Get out of here. But as you leave, give us a name, a gift that we can use while you're gone. Do you have a... Gerald? Gerald, but it's with a T instead of a D at the end.
Geralt of Rivia, like the Witcher? Or do you... Gerald... With a softer G. You do have to leave.
Hey, man, any name that makes me feel like I misspelled it every time.
That's unfortunate, yeah.
Gerald.
I usually don't ask for advice because I can handle my own sticky situations.
Wow.
And, yeah, I generally lead a drama and sucker-free life.
Did he say sucker with the A?
It's with an A.
Oh, shit.
I really feel like this situation is going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be sucker-filled, I bet. Having said that, I'm in a sticky situation that requires your advice. I'm in my late 20s, and I've been married for half a decade.
Whoa.
She's my high school sweetheart.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my God is right. We've been going through some rough waters lately, and we haven't spoken face-to-face in a week.
Do they live on a boat?
Did we say that this guy's in the Navy? He mentions it later. It's mainly my fault. She feels that I don't give her attention. I will admit, I come home sometimes late after drinking with buddies. I would invite her, but she's a Buzz Killington McGee.
She's a Buzzkill?
Buzz Killington McGee. It's sort of similar.
A Buzz Killington McGee?
Yes. Yeah.
So you know this guy's hilarious, and she, yeah, can be
his
weird.
Next line is, she says things that make my friends look at each other awkwardly. Kind of like what he just did with Buzz Killington.
Yeah. Except I looked at y'all and then the black community.
Since she has a few friends who she can go out with, sometimes she tags along. The current week of silence started with her not coming home at all for 3 days.
Oh.
I think she was house-sitting for her parents, but I don't even know for sure. I texted her asking if she was okay, but I only got a short answer. Yeah, you?
I think this is drama-filled.
Yeah, man, this seems like drama to the gills.
She's home now, but there's an awkward silence, of course.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we have different work schedules, and I sleep while she's at work.
Thankfully?
That's not... Thankfully, we haven't been able to talk about it.
I don't think I want to have kids with someone that will just ignore problems and let them build up.
He just shot the kids?
The person he's talking about is himself.
I don't give her any grief when she comes home late, although it's less frequent. Is this thing over? Yes. What would you do if you were I? Love, Geralt with a T at the end. Let's give it up for Geralt. He's going through.
Yeah.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I just feel bad. This guy's married to such a wet blanket.
Yeah. Buzz Killington McGee.
I mean, damn.
I don't know, man.
Oh,
Seems like she's given this nigga several warnings.
And outs, really. She's not coming home for 3 days at a time.
Well, that's her fed up and like, well, fine, I'm going to go out.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And everybody who dates women know they can do whatever you're trying to do better than you.
Yeah.
More slicker than you. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. He should chill out and hug her.
This might be, that's actually really good advice because she'd be like, oh my God, what's going on?
Yes, he'll be like, attention, you know?
I wonder if this is a problem with the marrying your high school sweetheart at age 23 and then realizing at age 29 that might not have been the best idea.
Well, my parents were high school sweethearts. My dad really married up.
Yeah.
So, beard hair. Yeah, no, my mom's like way hotter than my dad.
Yeah.
Cooler than him.
What an interesting childhood.
For sure.
Did he have like a glow up since where it's like now he's
the... He had a glow down.
Whoa.
Interesting.
He dimmed.
So what would you say he was in high school when they were starting?
High school he was a troll and he's since become a treasure troll.
That's good. That's good to see trolls like, on their feet.
Smaller, bejeweled for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just shinier now, but ultimately still a bad guy.
He was a gourd, now he's a peanut, is what I would.
Interesting. He went from a pumpkin to a legume.
He was a Brazil nut, now he's an almond.
He's one almond. My dad is one almond. As
it were. And your mom?
Smoke show dime saint.
Hot and nice, you think?
So hot.
And a 10.
10. Perfect 10.
Chris, have you met Jake's parents? I forgot to ask.
Nah, man, but I'm really looking forward to meeting your mama.
She's at the show. I travel with her. Mommy.
Did you have any high school sweethearts at your school that just ended up getting married at age 20 and you're like, whoa, we're still in college and now they're together?
No, I was a failed rapper in high school, so that's not like...
That was your vibe.
Yeah, that doesn't like bring in the women, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, specifically.
Well, I still got them, but
do you remember any of your lyrics from high school?
Oh, I mean, yeah, a lot of them, and none of them at the same time.
Can I hear one
bar? Yeah.
Will you perform for us?
Perform.
It has the name of a song or rap.
I remember this for something else, but I gave the first line of my 10-year-old rap, like this rap I wrote when I was 10 years old.
Hell yes. Oh, wow.
It goes, I love you, you love me, I killed Barney with an M16, rap, crack, 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 clean your own room, bitch. That was
wow.
The first. Yeah. I was very angry at Barney, man.
I feel like a famous rap song would sample Barney in 2002 or something.
I don't know
like
how
that.
They haven't, though.
Yeah.
Especially in the purple era. You know?
I actually...
You did high school rapping as well.
I didn't do the...
For your Jewish middle school.
Did you do high school rapping as well?
I didn't do a high school rap, but I remember when I was in elementary school, I think I told this story on the show once, where I... I was like 8 and my oldest brother was 16 and had friends over at my parents' house while they were away. And I'm like upstairs playing whatever, Super Mario 3. I'm like, I just came up with a rap. I have to go down there and get a glass of water and just fucking say this line. Because I have a really strong inclination that a 16-year-old girl would be like, whoa, who invited this awesome 8-year-old? And the line, I don't know the full line, but the rhyming part was, my dad's an OBGYN is the backstory. Mm. So the line I had in my head as an 8-year-old is, my dad's a gyno, you're a rhino. Which wasn't an insult at the time, nor since. But I'm like, holy shit, I just came up with that rhyme and an insult. So I'm just like downstairs, they're all, you know, drinking beer, doing cool teenager stuff. And I'm just like 8 years old, being like, my dad's a guy I know. You're a rhino. Looking around. I got head that night, Chris.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
Everything except for the blowjob part was right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Good Lord.
Hey, yeah. Man. Hey, I'm glad you shared that personal story, though, man.
I'm sorry I did, too.
Nah, man. Being a kid and trying to perform for girls was, like, fucking nerve-wracking. I did it before. I didn't rap. I mean, I did rap to several girls, but it went well. But I tried to sing Tevin Campbell's Can I Talk to You to a girl that came over my house after church that I had a crush on. And we were playing Mario Kart, and then I was like, "Hey, I got something to show you." She's like, "Okay." Never broke
Rainbow Road. Sorry. Just try to avoid the banana peels, though.
And I was like, "Have you heard Tevin Campbell's 'Can I Talk to You'? And she's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Have you heard it like this?" And then I pushed the tape, and it didn't work right away.
Of course.
So I was just like. Then it started playing. And then, so I went into it, and I'm just doing moves.
Yeah. How old are you?
Oh, man. Smooth 9.
Or a 11. Shiny 9. Yeah.
Either 9 or 11. One of those two.
Definitely not 10.
Definitely not 10.
No. This wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking with... it was definitely 11, because I wasn't fucking with girls until 10.
That's right.
I was like, hey. At the end of 10, until 11, I'm like, boobies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... I finished performing, and she was like, "So you want to come play now?" Or...
Sorry, because it's battle mode, and I'm down to one balloon.
And I took the blazer off I had on, And I just sat there like, I didn't follow up, nigga. I wasn't smooth. I was 11 years old. I was like, you want Pop-Tart? She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, she's mine.
I should have opened well. Pop-Tarts. Idiots. Fuck. Okay, I've completely lost
this
train of thought.
This man needs a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He had so much confidence at the top of it.
Yeah. I think he's the bad guy. I think he's the problem.
Oh, he is the problem for sure. And she's probably cheating already.
Yeah. I think he's already gotten a divorce by the time this email came in. He hits send and she's like, it's over between us.
3 days. She was gone for 3 days. Are you okay? I'm amazing.
I'm never better, you.
Or he could probably just take her on like a nice little trip and they can have a heart-to-heart, see where they are as people because they have evolved maybe 5 or 6 times since high school. So maybe they could come to a, you know what I'm saying, like a reasonable decision. Yeah. But he won't do that.
No,
shit.
God, no.
A trip with a performance where she divorces him.
That's cool.
Yeah, would be perfect.
Ideal. But yeah, any separation will do at this point. All right, we got one last question about Broadway drama.
That's it?
Yeah.
Broadway drama?
Broadway drama. Jake, what about you? You have a Broadway-themed name for this guy?
Yeah. That's cool. I do. Little Orphan fucking Annie. You thought that I couldn't think of a Broadway show?
No.
But I probably just came
Oklahoma!
Up with Oklahoma's another one. Yeah.
Little Orphan Annie, who's a guy, writes...
Fine, Daddy
you know
fucking
how he
Warbucks.
Identifies.
That's good. Daddy Warbucks. I'm facing a personal dilemma that I think both of you might be able to provide some help with. My girlfriend and I live in New York. Right off the bat.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we knew that one of us about Broadway, right?
I play guitars for a couple of shows on Broadway, and she's an actress. She's an absolute dime piece. Excuse me.
Well, is he writing this from the 90s?
Yeah.
Dime
this
piece?
This is an old email, but not 90s old. She's an absolute dime piece who I fell in love with all my heart and want to marry someday. Here is where the problem begins. As very talented and beautiful actresses often do, she is cast in roles where she has to kiss another man on stage during the show.
So hot.
This is obviously just part of the job, and because I also work in theater, I can wrap my head around it more than someone who doesn't. Haha. The issue for me. The issue for me. In a past serious relationship, I was cheated on multiple times, gaslit, and ultimately very hurt.
Yeah.
Because
I was
of
in
this.
The Navy.
And in the Navy. Because of this, I can't help but get scared. I'm going to be cheated on every single time she has to kiss someone new, no matter how much I trust her. She knows of my history and knows what I truly believe she is doing. Nothing wrong by this, by being... this being part of her job. How do I not let fear get in the way of being hurt again while she is kissing hot actors on stage each and every night? Your wisdom you can provide would be great. Thank you so much, love.
Well, first of all,
Daddy Warbucks.
First of all, Daddy Warbucks. Just like American Airlines, nigga, check your baggage. Don't bring your baggage into a new situation, dog.
Nice.
Your ex, she was an asshole. She acted like an asshole because she is. Your current, I don't know why I call her current. Your current is acting, nigga. So know the difference.
Have you smooched? You're on stage and screen at this point. And anything there, chemistry-wise, or it doesn't mean anything?
I mean, it depends on who you're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes I mean, there's chemistry and shit, but like, you don't go in there like, yeah, later I'm a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do that.
Can you ask them?
We've seen history that has happened.
That's right. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, but it's also uncomfortable, man. You're like, it's 1,000 motherfuckers in a room. You know what I'm saying?
It's not about the kiss. It's about the rehearsal.
Oh, I see.
It's about the after the show.
Interesting.
It's about the bonding. She's definitely going to fuck the guy.
Yeah.
And she might be fucking the stage manager or the director or the composer. Anyone but you is what I'm saying.
Because he's in a guitar in a pit off the side of the stage.
Yeah. What are you fucking
riffing?
tomorrow. Like, dude, you're nothing.
Dude, you're nothing.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I never thought you'd be that cool.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's hotter, kissing Broadway style, but like 400 times in a year, or doing like one sex scene in a movie? What's more dangerous to fall in love with someone. Because Broadway kisses are very like superficial, but you're right. You do have to do it every single night.
All the time.
I think it's, filming something is more intimate.
Because you have to like literally pantomime.
Dead. Yeah, man. My shit was in a bag. You know what I'm saying?
A sock.
I did a sex scene. They just put this bag over my shit. And it was like, zip. And I was like, okay. And
Wow.
That shit's mad intimate, dog, in front of a bunch of people with cameras and shit, and just one dude picking his nose, and it was weird.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was like, turn around. He was like, no. And that was it.
This is awesome, Chris.
I had to get naked in Lonely and Horny, but it wasn't for a sex scene. It was for VR porn.
Yeah,
I was
fucking a flashlight.
Yeah, I was fucking a flashlight. So it did feel less hot because I was sort of being embarrassed.
You were fully nude that day. They gave Amir what was called a modesty sock.
Yeah, a cock sock.
Which is just kind of putting your nuts into little like Easter egg.
Yeah, a little knapsack basket.
It's the equivalent of wearing a condom. It's almost worse than being naked.
Your nuts were out most of the day.
Yes, my balls were exposed on the day.
It's like a dick bindle.
Almost. Yes, exactly. Yes. Without the stick bindle. Yeah,
well, your dick is the stick.
Yeah. The stick is the bindle and the dick.
It doesn't work that well.
Yeah, and it's all weird because, again, like you have to pantomime, you know, something very meaningful and real, and there's a guy being
not
like,
that meaningful,
action,
yeah.
cut. Okay. So it doesn't mean that much. But at the same time, if you were holding a guitar watching your girlfriend do it 7 nights, 8 nights a week, however much it works on Broadway,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it starts to wear on you like slow water torture.
Well, especially if, like Chris is saying, the guy has baggage to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like his baggage and some insecurities you put in check. But if they're in the same place and they have a connection, they can talk about it, shouldn't be a fucking problem.
Yeah. Do you feel like when I said you're nothing to him, that it was bad for the whole baggage.
He was like, you're right.
Yeah. He turned the show off then.
Yeah, that was probably not the best day for his ego.
Totally.
But he'll be all right, I hope. I don't know.
He'll always have his guitar.
Yeah.
This is him sort of, what's that movie where he's holding a fucking boombox and he's
Say Anything?
Yeah, Say Anything, but she's, you know, having sex with a guy and he's... play an electric guitar that's not plugged into any amp.
Dang.
But
dang.
He didn't say there's no any connection with the two actors and shit, right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, sometimes there is. Sometimes fake feelings lead to real ones, but I think you were right about him being sort of letting the past relationships influence his future relationships.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
Yeah, that fight is not going to go well.
Yes, exactly.
I need you to stop kissing your coworkers when you're supposed to kiss.
Yeah.
The thing to do in this situation is always, as I say, just preemptively cheat.
Interesting. How does that work?
Because, well, how could your heart be broken if you did the breaking of it?
Interesting. So you beat her to the punch.
Yeah. So you know, the show's going on.
Yeah.
They're doing whatever other famous Annie song. It's a Hard Knock Life.
Yep, for
and then,
us.
And he comes on guitar for you, and then he dips one of the other little orphans.
What? Play a child actor?
No. It's played by an adult. Or something.
No, I really don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
What about another musician in the pit?
It has to happen on stage.
Yeah, no, my boy should piggybacking on your logic.
My boy
in rehearsals.
Okay.
The man should bring his guitar with a chick willing to kiss him.
That's cool.
And then while they reading lines,
he's
just like, wow, how that feel? You know what I mean?
That's good. And she's like, this is a rehearsal you brought. You hired, I guess, somebody off Craigslist to kiss you.
I mean, they're sex workers not on Craigslist.
And I'm not shaming them. Let the record show.
You also said the kissing a child actor thing.
No, that was Jake.
No, it was not.
That's not a turdy.
That is a turdy. The first live turdy. My God. Sorry. There's an award for shittiness in podcasting that we give out during the show.
You've given out every award on the show. I've gotten a turdy, which is a piece of shit on a plaque, and Jake wins an award every
episode.
There's
also one called a golden mic, and that's for excellence in podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this episode, it's always up for grabs equally. This episode, you just earned the turdy by talking about child molestation, which
is never
frankly uncouth.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And uncalled for. The golden mic will be shared by me and Chris Redd. Of course.
for the preemptive cheating advice that you failed to think of.
Hey, you turdy McGee. See how dumb that sounds?
Chris, what other shows are you doing here? Where can people watch more of you live?
Man, I wish I knew.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. I'm sorry. I really am not trying to be funny about it. I just got here and then got. I haven't looked at the schedule at all.
I mean, you landed
Find
4 minutes
in the
ago.
Air Canada Lounge.
Yeah. I'll be performing there. I'll be performing Angry Motherfucker, Tired of This Shit. It's a monologue. But all my shows are at 9:30 and. And midnight about every day this week. And I have one at midnight tonight.
Yeah. Jake and I have one tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon. Yeah. Is that prime comedy time, would you say?
Hell, man.
You want people to just sort of be eating a sandwich during your set, right?
Yeah, I want somebody to be like, do I want pancakes or do I want chicken? You know what I mean?
Yeah. After the show, I might get a coffee.
I like when, like, you know, a crowd is walking out of a dark room into blinding fucking sunlight. Yeah. And realizing there's so much day left.
I mean, you've done stand-up for 14 years. I'm sure you've had an insane time and location, right? Does anything pop out to you?
Yeah. I mean, the first 5 years, whew, but one that sticks out specifically was like my second year touring doing stand-up. And no one knew who the fuck I was. So I was doing a show in San Diego. I had never been to San Diego before.
I had never heard of me. I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, like, who the fuck is that?
Looking in a mirror?
Yeah, like, hey, Chris Redd. I thought I was going next. I don't know who the fuck. But it was San Diego. It was called the American Comedy Company. It was the club. I walk in, and it was six motherfuckers for the whole show. I had no opener because why would I have one? And it was me and these six motherfuckers in. And when I tell you we're still Facebook friends, I got to know their whole life, man.
Still Facebook friends.
They always Jesus. Hit me up. You still doing shows? Bitch, it's my career. But they saw me when it could go either way. You know what I'm saying? Oh, either he's going to be real good at this or he's going to be in Burger King.
Holy shit. All right, so you guys can see Chris Redd and I guess us tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon. But thank you guys so much for coming to this show specifically. It's been a while.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for having me.
All right.
Thanks
so much, everybody.
Thanks again to Chris. Goodbye.
Boyfriend graduated. I guess he's a freshman all over again. So happy birthday, so belated. Maybe now we can be more than friends. We rule this school now, let's go Hornets. Let's hold a pep rally for your heart. JV losers, varsity lovers, I knew I liked you from the start. Freshman year I met you.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.